Hello there and welcome to New Horizons, the weekly radio program of Blind Citizens Australia. BCA is the national consumer representative voice of Australians who are blind or vision impaired. Our mission is to achieve equity and equality by our empowerment, by promoting positive community attitudes, and by striving for high quality and accessible services which meet our needs. Ride our dreams down. Hi, this is Ricky Chaplin. This week, Steve Richardson is going to have a chat with Marianne Diamond about the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals. This is an important topic because it gives us a perspective on how disability and the issues associated with it is going to be addressed from a worldwide perspective over the next 15 years. Thanks very much, Steve.
Marianne, thanks for joining me on New Horizons.
Thank you. Good to talk to you.
So just a bit of a background, I guess, to start. When we're talking about sustainable development, what are some of the issues that we are talking about here?
In the year 2000, the United Nations launched what was called the Millennium Development Goals. And these goals were set in place over a 15-year period, 2000 to 2015, and the purpose being to eradicate poverty or, you know, to improve the situation. They were focused on developing countries. So many people in Australia may not have heard much about the Millennium Development Goals because they didn't really apply to us. So the Sustainable Development Goals are the UN's sequence or reframing of the Millennium Development Goals. They all run from 2015 to 2030. And there's some key differences. As I said, the Millennium Development Goals, there was eight. They focused on life for people in developing countries. These goals are much broader. So they're bringing together the issues of economic growth, social inclusion, and the environment. So instead of three different things happening in different places, this is an aspirational program of action for the world, and they are for all countries, not just developing countries. So they equally apply to Australia. So it is good and timely that you're talking about these because it's something that we need to get our heads around.
Now, as I understand it, in the previous framework, there was no talk or inclusion of those with a disability.
That's correct. So in the Millennium Development Goals, there was no reference to disability at all. And although the United Nations talks about great progress made against each of the goals, and yes, there was progress made, and they used averages to demonstrate that, it wasn't the case for persons with disabilities. And, you know, one of the expressions I've picked up in the last couple of years and used widely is if you're not named, you're not counted. So if you're not named in there, there was no kind of need or no urgency for governments to kind of include people who weren't named or targets and indicators set for. So in the development of the Sustainable Development Goals, the disability community has been very active. In the last 2 years, the International Disability Alliance, of which I'm the chair, and the International Disability and Development Consortium, which is like the NGOs of disability global movements, came together and we had a planned strategic advocacy campaign to ensure that disability was included in the new set of goals. We met with member states in New York. We talked about disability. We talked about, you know, 1 billion persons living with disabilities, overrepresented in those living in extreme poverty, those who don't have access to education. You know, of course, we don't have access to employment in the same way as other people. But there was a whole lot of advocacy happening over the last 2 years. And I am pleased to say that in the draft, zero draft that's come out from a 2-year working group of the UN by governments to develop the next set of goals and targets, of which there is 17 goals and 169 targets, so it's quite a big program, there's a number of references to disability, including one in the preamble. So, you know, it talks about disability in a whole lot of thematic areas like education, employment, gender, and a whole lot of areas. So that's terrific. We have made huge progress. I guess the difficulty or unknown at this stage is the UN is still working on the indicators. The indicators are what is put in place to measure the success of the goals and targets. And at this stage, we're not sure how that'll go for us. The UN is saying that they want only around 100 indicators, and given they've got 169 targets, that means less than one indicator per target. we're not sure how that'll go for disability. So we're continuing to work with the UN on that. So that's still a bit of work to be done.
I guess one of the other major factors is that throughout the world, there's different conditions in developing nations. The needs of people with disabilities are very different than what those would be in developed nations like Australia.
That's right. I think if you look at some of the goals and the targets, and, you know, one is the mortality of children, you know, it's not really, children aren't really dying at birth in this country like they are in some countries. But access to clean water is, of course, a bigger issue for some countries than other countries. In Australia, access to a whole lot of things for Indigenous people is not the same as it is for the rest of Australia. So some of those goals might apply differently to different parts. But what countries will do, they will, I don't mean cherry pick the ones they want to work on, but some will be of higher priority and more relevant than for other countries. So what countries will do is they'll tailor the measures a little bit to kind of work for them, what works for their country. I know Australian government has got the Bureau of Statistics at the moment doing some work on how we might measure for our country. So there'll be guidance given at the global level, but each country will tailor to what is their kind of particular circumstances. And then one of the goals, I think it's number 17, is about partnerships, you know, that global working together, which is kind of interesting. And, you know, Australia does a lot of work in developing countries. So we might have organisations that exist in Australia, but they primarily work in other countries. So this will be kind of interesting. And one of the really important things that we are looking at the global level, and I think we in Australia need to be mindful of, is that we have the Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, and that is a huge advocacy tool for us to use in our countries. And the Sustainable Development Goals, I think, will be a complementary tool that we all should get to know, understand and use as advocacy tools as well. So we will be developing some training tools globally for disability person organisations to use to understand the Sustainable Development Goals. And then we are going to try and integrate the training programs for CRPD and SDGs is what we call them, together, because they shouldn't be run on parallel, they should be run as one.
How much of a presence has Australia had in the early stages of these talks?
Australia has been involved. I mean, you know, we've been involved because I've been the chair of IDA and a lot of the involvement. I don't really hear a lot of talk about the Sustainable Development Goals in Australia, but just only this week I went to a conference here in Melbourne, ACOS and the ACFID, the International Council of Overseas Development Organisations, and they were starting conversations with the social services, domestic organisations, the environment, climate change, the International Development Programme. So starting to talk about this in Australia. So yeah, I think it is a space for us to watch and get involved in.
I guess it's very timely too that the Blind Citizens Australia Convention is just around the corner, a great place to start a discussion too.
Yeah, that's right. All of those forums are good, and this program is one as well. You know, it'll reach a large number of people, and I would suggest to people, look out for it. The Sustainable Development Goals will be adopted by the United Nations General Assembly just in September, a month from now, in New York. And the work to finalise the indicators that will sit with these goals and targets will be completed by the United Nations in March 2016.
So what do you see as an important goal for 2030? How do you see it looking?
Oh, that's 15 years.
I know, it's a big question.
It is a big question. For us as blind people, I guess I would like to see some of these goals and targets that are really picked up and ran within Australia, education, employment, access to information, nothing new to what we're doing now, but this will be able to provide us with a tool to enhance our work and add value to our work. As a person looking more globally, which I wear the hat of a global person, I would like to see persons with disabilities not represented so high in the most marginalised and vulnerable and poverty-stricken group, that opportunities will be possible, made available, and resources will be there to assist in making those necessary changes.
I think that would be something that we'd all like to see. Marion, thank you very, very much for coming on the program, and well done on all the fantastic work you've done so far, and all the best for what you are about to do in the future. And I'd like to at some point check back in with you and see how it's all going.
Steve, I'd love to. And I am fortunate enough to have been invited to do a presentation at the UN General Assembly on inequalities, a panel discussion. So I'll be there in New York, and I'll be happy to kind of share how that went after the event.
Thanks so much for talking to me.
Thank you.
Well, thanks to Steve Richardson there. As always, mate, you've done a fantastic job.
And now a special announcement from the women's branch. The National Women's Special Interest Branch is currently looking for women who would like to be part of its committee for the next 2 years. Involvement in this committee provides the opportunity to present your ideas, assist in the undertaking of a specific project chosen by members of the branch, and you'll be interacting with a friendly group of women at monthly meetings held by teleconference. Elections will be taking place at the BCA convention in October. However, you don't need to be attending the convention to express your interest in being part of the Women's Branch Committee. If this rewarding role sounds like something you'd like to get involved in, or if you'd like further information, please contact the National Office and leave a message for Karen Passmore or email nwb@bca.org.au. You'll need to be a member of the Women's Branch to take up this position, but if you're not already a member, it's easy to join for the reasonable one-off cost of $10. It's not all work, it's fun too, so why not consider being part of your BCA Women's Branch committee? Certainly a very worthwhile cause there. And just one final thing before we finish off this week, we have some more member forums coming up in September. These will be held on September the 21st and 23rd, and the topic for this one is going to be access to information. So if you would like to register for one of those forums, please give the BCA office a call and ask to speak to Hannah Mazzio, and she'll be able to register you for those forums. Well, that's just about it for New Horizons this week. I hope you've enjoyed the program. Please stay tuned in future as we continue to explore issues that affect people who are blind or vision impaired. Blind Citizens Australia is funded by the Australian Government through the Department of Social Services and from the Victorian Department of Human Services. We receive financial and in-kind support from Vision Australia, Royal Society for the Blind, Guide Dogs Victoria, and the RPH stations throughout Australia. Generous donations are also received from our members and the broader community. Blind Citizens Australia is located at Ross House, Level 3, 247 to 251, Flinders Lane, Melbourne, Victoria 3000. Our national office contact number is 03 9654 1400, or toll free 1800 033 660. You can email us at bca@bca.org.au. Our website address is www.bca.org.au. Ride our dreams down.